Aloha. Today we're going to talk about grieving during the holidays. And this could be any time. Right now it's around Christmas, and most people consider the holiday seasons, at least in America, from Thanksgiving through New Year's. But whenever your holidays are, even if it's a vacation away with the family or something like that, there are times where we don't feel as jovial as maybe other people might think we should. And that's what we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how we really feel, who you can talk to, what is appropriate or not appropriate, if there is such a thing. And we're going to look at different ways to grieve. I am Geraldine St. Joseph. I am your host. I'm a relationship empowerment coach, and I want to welcome you here. This holiday is probably going to be one of my most difficult holidays that I've ever had. This summer, I lost my father. I am very much a daddy's girl. We were very, very close. And I've lost a lot of people over the years, both friends and relatives. But this is different. It's definitely hitting me different. I have a very solid faith and belief in the afterlife, in God, in the all that is. And I am sure of my connection with my father. So be prepared because I may cry at some point during this. There's different types of grieving for different types of things. For me, my father is a really big deal because we were very, very close. For someone else, their father may be a big deal because they were not close at all. They may have been estranged and they never got to fix things. Or maybe they didn't get to know their dad and they found out that he was dead after the fact and never had an opportunity for them to know each other. All these types of grief, all these different circumstances, they're all valid. Just because you don't get along with someone or you may not see them all the time, their death can still hit you. It can still leave a hole that you didn't even know that they were filling. I have a friend who we were very close when she was alive, and we didn't get to talk very often. We didn't see each other very often. I moved away. She moved someplace else. Every once in a blue moon, we would connect. And just knowing that she was alive and on the planet meant something. And now knowing that she's not is difficult. Sometimes people will feel that our grief is not appropriate because we didn't know the person that well, or maybe we didn't hang out with them all the time, or maybe we didn't seem to like them. For whatever reason, what's coming into my head right now is if you ever watched Rick and Morty, I highly recommend, but you have to be prepared. It's a very crass show, but it has a lot of very deep underpinnings. And there's an episode about a toilet, where he's shy when he has to go to the toilet. So he's got this special place that's like hidden in the woods where he goes, and someone else discovers it. And it's like this battle he's having with this guy. And ultimately, the gentleman passes, and Rick's reaction to it is profound. even though it seemed like their relationship was adversarial, he really felt that loss. And I know it's just a cartoon, but it underpins so many times what happens to people. I learned from when I was a young girl, say what you mean what you say, and be careful of what you say, because at any moment, that might be the last moment for you or for the other person. So try not to be mean or walk away angry and frustrated with one another. In my practice, I have helped so many people overcome that feeling of the last words being so unkind. You truly don't know what other people are going through. If you came across me at any point during the day, you would think that I am doing quite well. You wouldn't know the turmoil that is beneath the surface. You wouldn't know what is happening emotionally. And it's not because I'm a big faker or I could be a great actress. It's because when you lose someone or you lose something, life continues, whether you want it to or not. And you have to put one foot in front of the other, and you have to make things work. Now, this falls to some people more than others. I'm a single mother. My child is an adult, but they still live with me. I still pay the bulk of the bills. So I cannot stop. I don't have that luxury. If you do, and you can take time to yourself or with other loved ones who are going through the same thing, that would be a good thing. Shortly after my father's death, I drove up to where he was born, and I met with the surviving siblings of his. And a lot of my cousins showed up, and it was really wonderful because I had them tell me stories that I didn't know, either about my father's childhood or, things that they remembered about my dad that might be inspirational or funny. My father was hilarious. He was very quiet. He came into the world quietly and he left very quietly. But he left a big, big hole. And I learned that my perspective of my father and who he was held by several people. Now, some other people like completely disagreed, but I was told my dad was the kind of person that our cousins would go to because they knew he would listen and not judge, not interrupt, not be angry, just listen. And if they wanted or needed advice or help, he was there to give that to them. But if they just needed someone to listen, he could do that too. And that is a huge gift. So if you have other people around you, excuse me, who are going, oh, excuse me, who are going through something, learn how to listen, how to really, really listen. Learn how to take it in and not have to process it through your filters. Learn how to be a sounding board and not take offense to anything and not judge anything that they're saying, because people need that, especially when they're hurting. They might say things that are very out of character. They might be meaner than usual. They might seem very flippant. It's not for you to judge whether their grief is appropriate or not. Their grief may be not going through the grief. They may try to run away from it. They may try to divert themselves. And a lot of people do that through drugs, alcohol, smoking, sex, partying, going to clubs, dancing, doing anything that is going to pull them out of that deep sorrow that they're feeling. And that's okay to a certain extent. If you feel yourself being pulled under completely and losing who you are, and you see that you're losing relationships, you're losing people's respect, you need help. There are grief counselors. There are people out there who are willing to listen. It's very important when we suffer a loss, when we go through this, that we allow ourselves to go through it. Crying allows us to release so much. And actually, crying is very cleansing. And sometimes when we start crying, we're afraid we're never going to stop. I know what that's like. But eventually you will. Going down deep into the soul and allowing yourself that space to feel what you're feeling and to remember is really important for your mental and emotional and spiritual health. And the other side of that is that you can gather your friends around you, the people who love you. You're not alone. Even if you believe that you are, there are resources. There are people who are willing and ready to listen. Especially today in the age of the internet, and we could discuss things online. We can have our friends on Facebook. We can have FaceTime. We could do all these different things. It doesn't have to be somebody necessarily who's going to physically be able to hold you. But find someone who can hold you, hold your space for you so that you can fall apart, and let them be there to help you put yourself together. My father made me realize when my grandmother died, it was my mom's mom. I came home from school and I knew what happened. I felt it coming. It's one of the things that I guess one of my gifts, maybe I can feel it when death is near. And I knew my grandmom was going to die the night before. So I go home and I walk in the house and no one had said anything to us. So I thought maybe I was wrong, but I walk in and my dad's on the couch just beside himself sobbing. And my mother's in the kitchen really angry. And that's what made me realize that the strongest person in the room is not the one holding everything in or being aggressive with it. the strongest person in the room is the one who is able to be vulnerable, who is able to express how they feel and what's happening. The strongest person in the room is the one that is crying, not the one who's got the stiff upper lip and won't cry if anybody sees them, not the one who hides in the corner and has to be alone and pretend that they don't feel anything. It takes true strength to be vulnerable. It takes true strength to allow yourself to go through the process of grief. And some days will feel like any other day, it'll be fine. And other days you just feel like the weight of the world is on your shoulders. And there are times when it's minute to minute. Suddenly you might find something and it'll bring back memories. And even if they're good memories, you're going to miss that person and cry. And grief isn't restricted to just losing people. You grieve over a loss of friendships, a loss of a pet, a loss of a beloved person that maybe you didn't know, like Martin Luther King or JFK or anyone like that. It could be the loss of a period of your life when you realize that it's really over. There's a grief that comes with leaving high school that a lot of people try to pretend that's not there, but you're leaving your childhood and moving towards your adulthood. And many people grieve their childhood. Some people grieve it because they never had the opportunity to really experience a childhood. And others grieve it because they know they're going to be out in the cold. Or they're starting a new part of their life and it's, you can never go back to the way it was. And it's true, life gets harder as you get older. In some ways, in a lot of ways. But it can also become a very grand adventure. Your life is going to be filled with ups and downs. And there are going to be people that you love who don't love you back, and vice versa. And there are going to be things that you wished you noticed. If you're going to try to live without regret, the best way to do that is to be in the now. Really be focused on the task at hand and what is in front of you. That doesn't mean that we forget our past, and it doesn't mean that we leave things lost or the dead in the past and unspoken about. So how do we deal with these deep emotions that we're having? What I have found is helpful is to journal, write about things that you remember, because there will be a time when things get hard to remember. You may want to gather up those things from that person that you have. This is my dad's shirt. It was one of the last things that he wore. I have his necklace on that he gave me when we were in the emergency room. I found a card that he sent me for Valentine's Day last year. So gathering all these things and having them near me, when I have those moments, I snuggle up in his jacket and I hold his cross and I read the card. And it helps me remember and really feel how loved I am and how lucky I was to have a man like that in my life. Write down your memories, record them, look at old pictures. That's something that I'm really afraid that we're losing, because when everything is on a disk or a computer and not physical, how do you just come across it? How do you just find it again? How do you find it in a book or in something physical? And then if that computer crashes or that disk gets corrupted, it's gone. And I know with pictures, they could be burnt or water spilled on them or different things like that. However, a physical picture lasts a lot longer than a CD, especially with as quick as things are progressing. Like we taped things and we had them in our 3/4 inch tape or the 1/2 inch tape of the VCR. Or you had your 8 millimeter film, and that stuff lasts. At any rate, I'm showing my age. Create physical things. Maybe work on a project to create some form of memory of the person. Talk about them. One of the things a lot of us do is, when we're around people who have lost someone, or if we've lost someone, we feel like we shouldn't be talking about them. They don't cease to exist just because they're no longer physical. And their memory is important. They may have taught you something. Excuse me. Or a lot of things. Ugh. I have to look for the pause button. Sorry about that. I needed a moment. If you don't have anything of theirs to remember them by, or you don't have any photographs or recordings, you can create something yourself. You can create something with your memories and put whatever it is that you have for that person, even if it's not knowing them, even if that's your regret, create something that you have that you can put yourself into that is that person. And the sun behind me was this huge balloon that my sister sent. She sent a bunch of balloons to my father when he was in the hospital. And we got that the day that he transitioned from hospital into rehab. And I ended up taking them home when he passed. Don't be afraid to remember. Don't be afraid to feel. And don't be afraid to share it with others. Because your vulnerability, your allowing of the sense of grief allows others to feel theirs. And yes, you don't want to walk into a party with the ba box of tissues and crying and, with everybody, but it's okay to laugh and have fun. Like a lot of what I've been doing is telling really funny stories of things that my dad did or said. As I said, he was hilarious. And remembering with others some of the fun things that he did. It doesn't have to be a cry fest. You can laugh. because joy is the thing that connects us to those we love. Joy brings us connection. You don't have to have a frown on your face the whole time. You can smile when you remember them. Now, on a more metaphysical side of things, or spiritual side of things, I know that my father is around me because he sends me, he always used to give me like gifts, like that was his part of his love language, was gifts and doing for others. And he would just surprise me with things. And a lot of times he would surprise me with things that would make me laugh. And I would try to do the same for him. So what I've been seeing are heart shapes in all kinds of really weird places. Really weird places. And yesterday, when I was cleaning things out, I found this, which is a card that he sent me last year for Valentine's Day. And I had never received a card that was just from my father. It was always from both my parents. And my mom was usually the one who signed everything, or she might leave a space for him and he would sign his name. But she was the one who was very putting her signature on everything. But if you notice, like, this is all hearts, and the fact that he gave this to me last year, last February, signifies to me that he knew that he didn't have a whole lot longer. He gave this to me last February. He died this June. So about a year and a half later. And I do believe that we have an idea of when we're going to go. We could feel it as it starts to gear up and come towards us. And I could feel it in him. But finding this, which was just from him and sent by him, it's his handwriting. When I found it, it gave me that confirmation that he did. No, I mean, I knew he was prepared, but this tells me that he knew a little bit longer than he would admit to anybody. So I want to try and get through this poem. My uncle wrote it for my father. And I feel like it is very apropos for all of us. To those I love and those who loved me, when I am gone, release me. Let me go. I have so many things to see and to do. You mustn't tie yourself to me with your tears. Be happy that we had so many years. I gave you my love. You can only guess how much you gave to me in happiness. I thank you for the love you each have shown. But now it's time I traveled alone. So grieve a while for me if you must. Then let your grief be comforted by trust. It's only for a while that we must part. So bless the memories within your heart. I won't be far away. Life goes on. Though you cannot see me or touch me, I'll be near. And if you listen with your heart, you will hear all of my love around you, soft and clear. And then, when you must come this way alone, I'll greet you with a smile and welcome you home. Isn't that beautiful? It's my Uncle John who wrote that for my father. And that's another way is to express how you're feeling. If you write, if you prefer music, you could listen to music, dance around, move. What makes you feel their presence? Is it something physical? Maybe you don't have anything physical. Maybe you have to create something, as I had said earlier. Or maybe you need simply to sit quietly and take a deep breath and close your eyes and allow yourself to feel their presence. Allow yourself to feel loved and appreciate the time that you had together. It's really hard during the holidays to deal with loss because the people around you may be oblivious to what you're going through, or there's just so many people and so much going on. If you need to pull back a little, then honor that. If you feel hopeless, talk to someone. Be ready. Share. Life goes on, and that's okay. If we weren't meant to live past someone, we wouldn't be here. So if you're feeling sad and you feel like you can't cope, reach out. Try to remember the good times. Watch funny movies. Talk about them. And embrace your sorrow and know that it's not going to last forever. It does lessen. It is manageable, whether you believe it right now or not. I think that's enough for tonight. Remember, you are loved. You are lovable and you are loving. And you can do this. You can feel it and move through it and still carry their memory with you, even as your life moves on. It's not disrespectful of them. And in fact, if they loved you, this is what they'd want to see. I hope that you can find joy in life. The kind that becomes an undercurrent and is not dependent on anyone or anything around you. Blessings. And thank you for being here to share this time with me. Until we meet again, I am Relationship Empowerment Coach, Geraldine St. Joseph. If you found this helpful or comforting at all, please hit the like button, share, subscribe if you want to. And just move through it. As each emotion comes up, let it. Look at it, feel it, and then let it pass. Everyone, everything grieves. and everybody's got their own way to do it, you are okay. And if you're going to make it chase you, just a little bit of warning, when it hits you, it's a lot harder than if you allow yourself to feel it from the beginning. So be careful of that. Face your fears. Face your sorrow. Feel your grief and move on. Thank you so much. Mahalo and blessings. This is Geraldine St. Joseph. I am an intuitive relationship coach and a psychic intuitive. So if you'd like to reach out, check out my information below, and hopefully I will see you again soon. God bless.